little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Alrighty, take two, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 193. My buddy Wayne here forgot to mute our little intro music, so we could actually watch over it. And for all the people that is watching us right now on YouNow, we are live. How many people we have watching here right now?
It's like four or five.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I should smack you for that. Anywho, we are back. Oh, wait. Ten.
Alright.
Yeah, so we're getting up there. So anywho, we are back for another week of Shadow Games Podcast. We got news for you guys here. Pre-E3. Number 11's on our channel right now on YouNow. Yeah. What else was going on this week? So pre-E3, pre-Anime Expo, and pre-Comic-Con 2016 here for us. So we have
49 days away from Comic-Con.
And to think, we were just talking about it back in January, and here we are. Xavier C, welcome. So, yeah. So Wayne had a chance to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What's the name of the? It's called Into the Shadow.
Not yet.
When is it supposed to be tomorrow?
No, it would have been tonight, but we're here.
Ha! You turned out for your movie. Yeah. Clement G, welcome.
We got to record sometime.
I know. Noma M, welcome.
Elaine?
Elaine P. Hey, geez, you guys are popping out of nowhere. Thank you for watching us, guys.
Harley
R. What's going on here?
Yeah,
what's going
I gotta go see X-Men yet and Turtles this weekend.
Dude, we have to spoil it for everybody. Okay, you know, I'll wait for you till you watch it so we could need your opinion on it.
Yeah.
So, well, let's get on. What have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing... I actually picked up Doom 4 last week and I actually plugged it in... I started playing it 2 days ago. It's been fun. It's been a whole lot of fun. It reminds me of the gore of Doom 3, like we left off over 10... What?
Yeah.
Over 10 years ago? No, 12 years ago.
Something like that.
Yeah, because I remember playing it back in 04, my community college days when it first... Yeah, 04 when it first came out. 04, 05. I can't remember which year. It's one of those. Yeah. It's prior to 06. A lot of gore, a lot of destruction, a lot of pretty new stuff.
It's fast and fluid.
It is. And when you said it was a sensitivity, yeah, sensitivity.
Yeah, I know some people are having trouble with the sensitivity, but, you know.
We do what you gotta do, right?
Yeah, if it's too sensitive for you, just go cry in a corner, right?
It's fun, though. It's a fun game. It's a fun game.
And you can change the sensitivity. It's not that big a deal.
The story in the beginning is pretty awesome. So to say.
Yep, it just throws you right in there.
Yeah, I'm like, where's the opening scenes? Where's, you know, walking through Mars City?
There really wasn't much of an opening.
No, it's just,
you know,
hey, here's a gun. Oh, here's some dead people. Shoot them.
Yeah, I don't think there's really a whole lot of actual cinematics so far. A little bit.
But Sega did pretty good on this game.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they opening, hey, punch you in the mouth, here's a gun, go.
Right?
The quality of it is awesome. My PC can hold up to it. Let's see. Other than that, I've been playing Killer Instinct Season 3. And I just got Gargos, the new character. I'm going to talk to you guys about that a little bit later on.
Yay.
And let's see. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter 5 on a PlayStation 4.
Nice.
And, yeah, you know, been playing a lot of, you know, unranked matches online, a lot of play. George, as our old buddy over here, who's missing, supposed to be on this side right here where the Transformer figure is supposed to be. Jesus, you guys are coming out of woodwork. Ross, Dion, Insanius, sorry if I butcher your name, Nilo, and April. Guys, thank you for watching. YouNow.com, we're live, TwoShotsOfGeek.com. Let's see, what else? That's about it for me, man. It's been a busy week, but at least I had, you know, made some time to play some games. Wayne, how about you, man?
It has been a busy week, busy weekend. yeah, basically I played a little bit of Destiny here and there. I haven't jumped back into Doom yet because I mostly Only time I have to play is at night lately, and I don't want to play before bed. Understandably.
Chicken. You gotta put the headset on to start playing.
Well, I did that with Dead Space.
That's another fun game. If you guys haven't picked it up, guys, go ahead.
And I did that with Alien Isolation. Now, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Other than that, more Avengers Alliance, Avengers Alliance 2, and Transformers Earth Wars on the tablet side.
More Transformers, really?
Yeah. I just jump in to kind of keep my credits going at this point to see if they improve, but so far it's still kind of going downhill. But yeah, I had a busy weekend. I went and saw The Who live in concert this Saturday.
Dude, that's awesome.
This Friday? Last Friday? That was amazing. So much energy. So much good music. But yeah, there's a new Iron Banner event going on in Destiny right now. I gotta get back in and earn some stuff on that. But that's it. I haven't really had a chance to play much else right now.
Yeah. And we have a whole lot more people joining us here in you now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome to all. Alright, so let's get on with the news, guys. First news of the day?
Yeah, we'll start here.
Oh, sure, why not? So, as I said, I've been playing Killer Instinct Season 3. The new latest DLC characters, Gargoyles, is out with a new patch too as well. So pretty much Gargoyles, if you guys haven't noticed, he is the main bad guy, main antagonist for Killer Instinct, and now you can actually play him. He's pretty fun. He's a huge, huge keep away character, by the way I play him. He has teleports that he can actually, like, you know, like, open, he can open holes like right in the middle and then throw his fist right there and just appear like right in front of your face. He does that all the time. I mean, it's a straight keep away character.
Okay.
He's very damaging. He flies. He does a double jump fly. He also has stone body, kind of like a Colossus, you know, iron body. But this one, like when it explodes, it actually hits you. It's like a combo breaker, but without you touching him. Let's see. Other than that, he has two other helpers too as well. One is pretty slow, one's pretty fast. As you can tell, the fat one's a fast one and the skinny one's a slow one. It takes about two hits for them to go away or for them to get killed, and you call them back up again. And let's see. The developer of, it's called Iron Galaxy, announced Gargoyles about 2.5 months ago in its Season 3 launch trailer, but the studio only pretty much revealed the gameplay of the Demonic Warlord pretty much in a live stream this month, the beginning of May, from what I recall. I remember watching it. It's also the patches fix things like crash that happens when signing out of a profile, which I freaking hate, and a soft lockup that occurs when you press the A or B button on the save shadow data.
Oh.
Yes, it had happened to me several times.
Ouch.
On the day, I'm like, hey, cool, I got this, I got that. Nope.
That's a bummer.
I know. Another issue that gets fixed is, you know, you cause the current health at the end of the replay to carry over into the next survival match. I never had this problem, so thank God.
Wow.
And, of course, the last character that was released was Mira, who was using Slash. I haven't really used her lately because I'm very, very, still tempted to use Gargoyles as my third pocket character. Yeah, that's all the news for Killer Instinct for Season 3. So we're going to have some more, I believe, two more characters that are left in Season 3. So
yeah,
we'll get you guys more updates on that.
All right, we'll take a look at some Nintendo news here real quick. So Nintendo has actually struck a licensing deal with Van.
This is a pretty cool thing.
Interesting. So yeah. Now you can get, you know, officially licensed footwear, apparel, accessories from Van. They'll feature artwork from games like Super Mario, Duck Hunt, oh, shoes with Duck Hunt, huh? Donkey Kong, The Legend of Zelda.
That's pretty cool. There's a picture here depicting them. You have, Jesus, you guys are piling up here like crazy. Welcome. There's pictures here with the classic Nintendo controller. That's a black high-cut Vans.
Yeah.
With a black frame, and you have the actual controller going down the side. You also got the first Super Mario, like, you know, the pixelated Mario.
Yeah.
And dude, there's so many things on here too. There's one of my favorite one, a gray one with the red bricks on the side, like with the Vans logo as a pixelated Vans logo. Yeah. Aline V, what's up? Jesus, you guys are nuts. On the bottom of the sole of the shoe, it says "Game Over" with the exclamation point.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty cool thing. I like this.
Great shoes to kick somebody with.
I know. Boom, game over.
I there is.
What else we got on here?
Well, now, Good Old Games, GOG, has actually worked out a, somehow worked out some kind of a deal where they call it GOG Connect, where you, if you buy a game on Steam with certain titles, you can actually import them into GOG, so you don't have to buy them twice.
That's pretty cool.
Access them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I think right now there are a little over 20 games that can be imported from Steam to GOG, but of course that's going to grow.
Oh, yeah.
We'll wait and see how that works out, but I think it's a great idea.
It's pretty cool.
You see this a lot with movies. You buy a movie, you get a digital copy, and you can unlock it for different services.
Yeah, just like I have Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. Pretty much, I have all of the
Marvel.
MCU in not, well, not my phone, but in my in my Google.
So yeah, I have most of them. The first ones that came out on DVD, I don't have those anymore. Yet, it's the way it worked out. I have them on iTunes, but not on the other accounts.
Yep. And going on to the computer side, Wayne and I are huge fans of AMD.
Yeah.
We've been a fan since, I don't know, since college, right, Wayne?
Pretty much, if not before.
since prior to that. But now AMD has released a $199 Radeon RX 480 graphics card that is VR ready.
Yeah.
This is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to launch on the 29th of June this month. And this has the power to, it's going to power VR capabilities like the Vive and the Oculus Rift. Normally, you'd have to spend around $500 to get this kind of performance.
No, minimum. Just the bottom of the barrel, $500, and you go up from there.
Yeah. Now, granted, this isn't super high-end performance, but it's enough to handle the VR.
And the Oculus Rift itself.
The higher performing frame rates and everything.
This has a pretty cool casing on it, all black. You have the red Radeon. Yeah. Etching on there, and
it looks like the old classic cards you used to get, the actual developer versions.
Yes.
You get a little over 5 teraflops of compute power. Memory bandwidth is 256 gigabits, so it's not super high, but it's still good enough.
Oh, yeah. The data rate's 8 gigabits per second.
Yeah.
Memory size 4 and 8 gigabytes of GDDR5.
Yeah, there will be a 8 gig version available for around 249, 229, something like that.
The memory bit rate is 256 bit. The power is 150 watts.
That's actually pretty good.
Oh, yes. The VR premium, of course, is yes, and also the AMD FreeSync is also on it, too, as well.
And it will support, although not officially certified, it will support DisplayPort 1.4 HDR.
This is going to be pretty cool.
So pretty much
the announcement notes that AMD intends for Polaris architecture-based cards to bring virtual-ready desktops and notebooks in the market for the next 10 years. You talk about leading the way, AMD, what's up? And also, 3 months ago, AMD revealed the quote-unquote most powerful graphics card in the world, the $1,500 Radeon Pro Duo.
Oh, that was a beautiful card.
That thing is insane.
Yeah.
Aimed at the VR developers, while the price point is way too high from the, $199, the Radeon RX 480, the card signifies AMD's heavy investment in virtual reality. Thank you, guys.
Not only that, AMD has also just announced their 7th generation APUs.
Nice.
Which are, even though they're utilizing the same architecture, basic architecture of the previous chips, they've actually made some major improvements in performance and battery on them. So we're going to wait and see how those work out, but it looks really good for AMD right now.
Indeed. And also most recently, NVIDIA released the GeForce GTX 1070.
And 1080.
And the 1080, a $380 and a $390 GPU, which the company claims, well, that's what they claim, is more powerful than a $1,000 GeForce GTX Titan X.
Yeah. We'll see how everything pans out.
I know.
I'm
stoked about this. A $200 card versus a $380 card.
Yeah.
All right. So, here we go. As I said, I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter V for the PlayStation 4 system. I was about to say 5. I don't know why. So, recently, within the past 24 hours, the newest DLC character to be released by Capcom is Ibuki. Ibuki first appeared in Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. Street Fighter 3 overall. She is a ninja with pretty much a chick ninja. She has a lot of counters, a lot of projectiles, and pretty much hard-hitting combos from there. So Street Fighter 5 DLC Ibuki will arrive in the fighting game towards the end of June. So I thought it was going to be coming up the end of this month, but
nope,
guess not. So, which is also when the story mode is coming out in the same time. So, I guess that's the reason why Capcom is waiting. And it's also confirmed by Capcom 2 as well. The publisher clarified the Boogie's release timing in a tweet yesterday, 31st of May. I wanted to clear up the confusion around the release of Ibuki. She will be released alongside Story Mode at the end of June.
Story Mode.
Yes, I know. In December, Capcom confirmed Ibuki alongside with five other characters, which Alex, Guile, and... is it Alex, Guile?
Balrog, Jury.
Yeah, Jury are the next several ones too as well. And Urien. I'm stoked for Urien. So, all you FGC heads... Also, the six characters are enabled through the gameplay without having to pay or through, you know, you can pay online stuff and whatnot over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, there you go.
And then, what's next? It's free games with Xbox.
If you guys have games for gold, this is going to be the month of June, so pretty much starting today. For the Xbox One consumers, you have Cosmic Quest 2.
Which is still available.
Yep. Goat Simulator starting today from the 30th. It's a whole month of June. The Crew, normally $30, starting from June 16th to July 15th.
Yep.
Right?
And then the 360, we get Super Meat Boy from the 1st to the 15th, and XCOM Enemy Unknown from the 16th to the 30th.
Not bad.
Not a bad lineup there.
Actually, if you guys are bored as hell, I got nothing else to do, I would suggest playing Goat Simulator.
You know what? It's going to be something I'm going to have to check out.
It's...
I know I'm not going to sit there and play it for hours on end, but I'm going to have to check it out. But then again, maybe I will.
It's nuts.
I hope not.
So we have, quote-unquote, a report, rumor.
Yeah.
Possibly. It's first Xbox One VR game coming in 2017.
Yeah, so apparently what it is they're saying... that we're going to get a VR-ready Xbox One to launch next year, and that now a major developer is working on a virtual reality game to launch on that Xbox One in 2017. The game apparently will be shown at E3, although it wasn't mentioned if it would be revealed publicly or behind closed doors. We know how that works.
It'll be nice if it actually is publicly, and they, you know, they produce it online and see everything what they need to, you know.
Yeah, so we don't know whether it's going to be just for this new console, if that's going to be a new console, or whether it'll be playable on the existing hardware. But it seems to be suggested that it's going to work on the newer Xbox One if they do so.
Yeah.
We also have rumors that there's going to be a 4K version of the current Xbox One, which would be interesting.
I'm down for that because my screen is actually 4K compatible.
I have two 4K screens, so it would really be nice to have that capability, so... but all we really know is that it's a well-known European studio, and the game is set in the universe of an established, long-running franchise. So that kind of leaves it wide open for us there.
Yeah.
But it's definitely going to be interesting to see how this works out. We're definitely excited to see how VR starts shaping the gaming world.
Yes. Oh, man, just imagine actually playing Gundam and you have the
bunch of
around and whatnot. Yeah.
Crazy stuff, right?
So... we got more news for you guys for Halo 5. Pretty much the next free expansion is out now.
It's called Hogwild.
Go ahead, Wayne. I don't know why they named it this.
I don't know either. So the Hogwild expansion has launched. It introduces new warthogs. There we go. That's why. Additional armor sets and a hybrid weapon scope, among other things. It does not come with any new maps, though.
Oh, so pretty much a skin and...
New skins, new stuff like that, yeah.
You also got new helmets, body armor, color for the warthogs as well, weapons, and...
yeah, some new wrecks.
Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good. Yeah, so Hogwired was set to include bigger items, but they needed a bit more time to finish some polishing touches.
It happens.
So we'll be included in the Warzone Firefight expansion at the end of June. And not that long to wait. So this is the fifth free expansion, and we're definitely looking forward to playing some of that.
Yep. Alrighty, guys, so we have one last news for you guys this week, and pretty much a new Xbox One update, quote-unquote, is coming soon. Microsoft has told fans to expect a new Xbox One update in the near future.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. So we don't really have a whole lot yet. Apparently not all the... features will be in the preview editions that are like people like me are getting involved in. We're not sure if this is going to be the so-called anniversary update or something else. But, you know what, we're excited, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about this at E3 in a week? 2 weeks?
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
Yeah. So, definitely looking forward to seeing what's going on with this new update and see what we got coming out with it. I can't wait to start using Cortana with a game. Cortana, play this. Ha!
Sorry, replying here.
Yeah. So
that's it for the news this week, guys.
Well, actually, we did get some news from Michael Bay. There, he's teasing that Megatron will come back in the next Transformers.
Megatron,
film.
Galvatron.
We're not really sure. Just Megatron at this point. But we don't know how he's coming back. He's just coming back.
Mega Galvatron.
And the image he shows kind of makes a lot of people like me, think of Predacons.
Yeah, I was about to say, tell us about your theory on that little sneak peek.
Well, you know what? There's not enough really to put a theory on that one yet. Michael Bay is very deceptive in the way he announces things. He likes to throw you curveballs and misdirections. So take it with a grain of salt. We don't really know much at this point other than Megatron.
Yep.
So Defenders is actually in production right now for Netflix.
Yes, I saw that. Iron Fist. Let's see, you got Iron Fist. Jessica Jones. You also got
Punisher. Daredevil.
And what was the last one?
Luke Cage,
there you go. So Luke Cage is in the works too as well. And also we got news from the Netflix, the MCU, quote unquote. Not really MCU, but more of the Marvel Netflix thing going on. They said that they're going to have some other people too as well, like other characters being in it, like Ghost Rider from what I've heard.
There's a possibility of Ghost Rider. There's some other things going on. We're not really sure.
Oh, Cloak and Dagger, I heard, was
Cloak
one of them. Cloak and Dagger would be a pretty cool thing right there.
They're working on that one. I'm not sure if that's going to be Netflix or a main broadcaster, but it's supposedly going to be more of a romantic interlude. So we'll see how that
Pass.
Works out. I don't. If they do it right, it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was a lot of romance between those two characters in the comics.
Cloak and Dagger.
We do know that Daredevil has been postponed for the next season, but that's because they're doing Defender.
Yep. So. That's the reason why it happens. You know what? You know, this is the TV version of the Avengers.
And then Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, just got cast as a new character for DC. He is playing...
He's not playing Shazam.
No, he's playing the Man of Bronze.
Nice. Well, it fits him very well, especially how the way that dude looks.
Yeah. So, I mean, and his quote, he's basically said on this one, I know it's a little bit off the quote, but basically that this is going to be a great character to play because the way he was raised in the comics, he didn't have very good social interactions, so he came across really weird. So you get a really good superhero, but really weird social interactions. So it'll be a really fun character to play.
Yeah, indeed.
So, other than that, Brie Larson is in early talks to play Captain Marvel, or a character within Captain Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, within the past 24 hours, there's also news that the Disney execs did not like the final cut of Rogue One. Star Wars Rogue One, you know, story, whatever they call it, but they asked for to reshoot several scenes, and I have to read more about it, and I'll get with you guys back with it on the next podcast. So I'm kind of terrified once they said that, because the trailer looks awesome.
It's going to be interesting to see how that
and they said it's going to have a little bit of a classic Star Wars homage to it. Well, you know, spin to it, to say.
So where are they going with that? Brain fart. It'll come back to me.
No, I won't.
I was going to say something about Deadpool. There was something interesting about Deadpool when I watched it on Blu-ray that just made me think a little bit.
Which is?
Deadpool is a Fox property. They don't have a very good relationship with Marvel, right?
Yeah. Since
they basically own the rights to the X-Men franchise's Fantastic Four. That's basically what they have.
And I believe still 50-50 with Spider-Man, huh?
No, that's...
Fox 20th Century.
No, that's Sony.
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah.
So, but Fox doesn't really have any relation with Marvel right now, right? Mm-hmm. Or so we think.
What?
So we think.
What?
What is...
What?
A big stage in Deadpool towards the end is a Helicarrier.
Yeah.
That is a Marvel-owned property. So they had to get permission to use that. So if they had to get permission to do that...
You know for a fact that there's no feathers ruffled, there's no burnt bridges.
Of course not. My thinking is that there's been some discussion behind closed doors that we don't know about. Which means we might get some crossover characters in the future.
Are we going to see Wolverine in Infinity Gauntlet and Infinity Wars? Come on, do it.
That would be pretty good,
bring
right?
back Hugh Jackman. I know for a fact the third and final Wolverine trilogy would be his last one, but...
There's going to be cameos, I'm sure, at some point here and there.
No, he should be in Infinity Wars just to make it nice and sweet.
Yeah. Well, we also know that with Thor Ragnarok, we're going to get some parts of Planet Hulk.
Yes, it's going to be, from what I've read, it's going to be a battle planet.
Yeah.
And you're going to have actual Planet Hulk, armor with the shield, wooden shield on his back, with the boots and everything, especially with the armor on his left
arm. Which means we might get a few new characters like Scar.
You'll never know.
So, but... What I would like to see down the road, because I know it's going to be a ways out, if Marvel does pull something out with Fox, I'd like to see the old man Wolverine with the old man Hulk. That whole apocalyptic last people on Earth kind of scenarios.
But you know how brutal that thing is.
Yeah, that would be a tough one to sell.
Yeah. if they say is Wolverine, the final Wolverine movie with Hugh Jackman is rated R and it goes through, then maybe. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Then maybe.
Maybe.
But... the only thing that goes through with a rated R has to be Deadpool. And it did.
Yep.
Yeah. So, again, we are, how many days again? 49 days?
49 days?
49 days away from Comic-Con. It's San Diego International Comic-Con 2016. But the beginning, I don't see that. But the beginning of July, it'll be Anime Expo. And pretty much from the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of July, downtown San Diego. Oh, not that, but downtown Los Angeles Convention Center. That's where you guys are gonna have the Anime Expo itself. I'm actually try to make it there because there's a lot of insane cosplayers over there. I haven't been there yet. I've been wanting to go.
Yeah.
So if you guys are gonna go, feel free.
We got a few other cons we're looking at too. We got to get on board with and check out.
What's called the WhoCon? The Who Convention.
The WhoCon is coming.
WhoCon, and in September, that same weekend, those same days as WhoCon is TwitchCon here in downtown San Diego.
Yeah.
So if you guys are happy, go there. Let us know because we're trying to make it down there too as well. Because I know last year TwitchCon was in Los Angeles, typical convention center.
Yep.
They're going a little bit more south. Stomping grounds of Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So, that's it for us this week. Wayne, any other news?
I think that's it.
All right, so in the next podcast, Wayne will watch X-Men.
Hopefully.
Apocalypse. And we're going to spoil it for you. If not, we're going to spoil Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I know for a fact I do want to watch that this weekend.
I got to watch it, too.
I know. Hey, man. Nostalgia. And then we see, Krang and whatnot. So, again, Wayne, ready?
Yeah.
Again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Dude, I'm hungry. Let's go. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.